And how is your lives?
You
can greet your brethren once again. Tell them we're still moving on to be taught by God. And we are so highly blessed. See that God now is the one teaching us to profit. We see the presence of His Holy Spirit
and
help of the holy angels.
And
they uphold us. In these latter days,
give
glory and honor to Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus much.
We want
to give back glory and honor to the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Holy Spirit,
He
upheld us and helped us up to today. And He puts us a place of rest. Praise Jesus much. God, anytime we come here, He moves on to give rest to us. He rests our souls and He blesses us with His good things and He prepares us for the many nations for the good work
of
lightning His glory to shine to all nations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we thank Him much indeed. He has helped us up to today. Now we want to be moving on to see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is to say to taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled and to be filled with the light of knowledge of the word of God and the light of the full knowledge of God together with His glory.
So it was out and
we decided to begin with Spirit of the Lord and we see the Spirit of the Lord how He works in double portion as the word of God is the Spirit responsible of the seventh seal. And when we began to see how Spirit of God works in a single portion as the word of God is, we saw much. We saw 5 points. Indeed, we had understood God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Their image and their likeness on their thrones.
Because
that's when we realized they began together. We wanted to go see where they began from. Because that's in the double portion.
And we see
the way Spirit of God works in double portion. As the word of God is.
To say,
move on, take off the seal that you hear and understand.
That there appears
in a hard word your way.
Anointing
of the Holy Spirit poured on you now. Reveal secrets of the Holy Scriptures. The full revelation of God and His glory.
So introduction
on things above the heavens. We began with our head and we ended with yesterday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Began ahead and say above the heavens, the beginning and the end. That is the Father.
Began
with God, the word we know as the Son.
And
God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord.
So,
now we understood much
until
we moved on this heading again, which tells us that above the heavens, or that what is above the heavens,
and
how does it appear? That's the beginning, God the Father.
It
began there with God the Word and the Holy Spirit.
Now
we want to move on with that heading. What is found above the heavens?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And how does it appear there? For there,
Is
the beginning God the Father,
began
with God the Word, with God the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, we
want to move on without our heading under the call of God on the nation of Uganda in this era of
Eddie,
as it was on the nation Israel. In this call we see it now how it was marked in the prophecy, was released in the
Eddie.
Now the Australian vision,
in
our second point, it says the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth has to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses, to give us Prophet Elisha of the double portion.
So when
we reach to our general reason in the sixth point,
and
we see anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
They
are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled, and they flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now in that word, in there we saw many words
till
reach to see where anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is instead of taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God on the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled.
Together
be filled light of the word of God and to be filled the knowledge of God and His glory. Praise Jesus. So we have to see all seven spirits how they work in double portion. We started to see where Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is.
We
first gotten out the single portion.
We
saw how Spirit of God works in single portion as the word of God is.
So
points we went there up well, shown us the image of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit on their thrones and the way they began, and we headed on to above the heavens and we've entered to see where anointing of double portion of the Spirit of the Lord,
or
the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is. Ended we had finished with the Eden. After the introduction,
got
the head in which told us that above the heavens, beginning and the end, that is God the Father.
It
began with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. Now today we want to see, we want to see things above the heavens. And how does it appear up there?
The
beginning God the Father,
it
began with God the Word and God the Spirit.
But
heading we head on now, above the heavens, what is found there and how does it appear up there? Because there is the beginning God the Father, began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. Now when we are beginning, we ended and we had heard in the Job chapter 28, now we have launched to move on. And we've gone to see above the heavens
what
is found there and how does it look like up there.
For
that beginning of God the Father,
where it
began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Job chapter 28 in the verse
20,
we heard these words.
Yobu esule yabiri mwomunana nolunyiriri olwabiri.
Job 28 from verse 20.
Kale amagezi gavawa n'ekifo okutegeera wekubeera kiri ludda wa
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus much
ekibuzo kitandika kigamba nti amagezi gali ludda wa
to ask where is wisdom found
n'ekifo ekyokutegeera kiri ludda
wa where is the place of understanding
naye okunyonyola kulaga
but the explanation shows
nti muggulu n'ensi ebiriwo leero
in the heavens and the earth which are today
kizibu okulaba amagezi nti gali wano
very hard to see that wisdom is here in this place
newankubadde nga gakolera muggulu n'ensi
even though it works within heavens and earth
naye
But the verse 23 says this.
Job 28
verse 23.
Katonda ategeere kkubo lyago era yamanya ekifo kyago. Olunyo lwabiri mwenya. Kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi. Era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku Yobu esuli ne yabiri mwomunaana.
According to Job 28.
Onyo lwabiri abuuza ekibuuzo.
Verse 20 has asked the question.
Nti ekifo ekyamagezi n'okutegeera kiri ludda wa.
Where is the place of wisdom and understanding?
Wabula mu Yobu 28:23 n'agamba.
Job 28:23 it says.
Nti Katonda ategeere kkubo lyago.
God understands its way.
In the
24
he says
he looks at the ends of the earth
and
he sees through all the heavens praise Jesus much the father basing above the heavens above the heavens he works as beginning and the end as he began with God the word the Lord Jesus Christ and they are the beginning and the end together with the Holy Spirit whom we know as God the Spirit above the heavens and the question is what is above the heavens and how does it look like that's God the beginning and the end where he is how does it look like where he makes the beginning and the end how can there look like and what is there
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So chetwagala okulabika nga tunuulira olunaku olwaleero.
What we want to look to this day.
Naye nga kitaffe okusinira mu Yeremiya 23.
Father according to Jeremiah 23.
Olunyo olwa 23.
In verse 23.
Into
24.
Atugamba nti era tewali ayinza kumwekuza.
Tells us no one can hide from him.
Kubanga ye bwasinzira waggulu
weggulu. For he passes above the heavens.
Aba amaze okwenga rufinga eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo.
Already engulfed heavens and earth which are.
Kwegamba eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo nga biri mu kitaffe.
Heavens and the earth which are they are in the Father.
And
the passing away of them
it
looks us to above the heavens
and
to know how it looks like up there to know even things there let's read here in Jeremiah Jeremiah 23 from verse 23
Zendi katonda liyo kumpi bwayogera mukama so siri katonda liye wala Olwabiri mwenya, waliwa inzo kwekweka mubifo ebyekyama ne simulaba, bwayogera mukama, sijule eggulu n'ensi, bwayogera mukama.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Ye agamba nti ajule eggulu n'ensi.
He said he fills heavens and earth.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Kwegamba eggulu n'ensi.
Now heavens and earth
byonga bisinganibwa mu ye.
And they are found within him.
So boyita mu mugori ona.
Now when you pass through all the heavens
ogenda waguru weggulu
and you go to above the heavens
you just sinzira atokula muguri ona n'ensi.
That's where he bests to see through all the heavens and
Shiba
earth.
Shiba de kizibu nye bisere bisinga okumanya kubiri waguru weggulu.
Been very hard many times no things above the heavens.
Kubanga yentandikwa n'enkomere.
Oh, that is the beginning and the end.
Era yikatonda kitafu.
And it is God the Father. Where he began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit,
whom
we know as God the Spirit. Praise Jesus much. But we want to know how does it look like and what is there above the heavens at the beginning. And it's God the Father. God the Father began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit.
So as abere yonga jule eggulu n'ensi.
Up there filling up heavens and the earth. You first see heavens and earth which are passing away.
Be able to
see the new heavens and the new earth above the heavens. Where we head on to know how it looks like and what is up there. Maybe you ascend through all the heavens and you go to above it to see what is there. Most who are in this book of Revelation, Revelation show heaven and the earth which have first passed away, then you enter above the heavens.
Except
when you ascend pass through all the heavens, according to Ephesians 4, the verse 9 unto 12. Let's read there, we see. Ephesians 4, verse 9.
Abefeso esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
Ephesians 4 from verse 9.
Na ye chigambe chonti yalinya chigamba chi wabulo okugamba nti era yakka munju yeza wanse zensi olwekumi eyakka era yewuye yalinya waggulu ennyo okusinga zi heaven zizonna aliyokatu ukirize byonna.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Oye,
he who descended on this world, it is called the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:9-12. Ascended through all the heavens. All the heavens he passed through them. If you leave this planet earth where we are, when you move out, you see the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heaven. Kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon.
If
you head onto the circular heaven, the blue heaven you see up there,
it
makes the rim above, below where we are. When we go to the rim above, made of three heavens, according to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1-5, there is the third heaven.
So
leads you pass through the blue heaven you see up
no
there.
After you
ascend pass through three other heavens in the rim above, then you reach above the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
looked much to how you ascend to above the heaven. You go to the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father, where he began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But today we want to look at what found above the heavens and how they look. For that is God the Father. Began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit.
And
that's the end of all. Praise Jesus much. But
to be
able to see above the heavens and what's up there, explain us what is there. The Apostle John,
in the
book of Revelation 21, and the verse 1, speaks by the Spirit of God explaining like this. Revelations 21, from verses 9.
Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abalina ebibi omusanvu.
Revelations 21 from verse 1.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 21 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelations 21 from verse 1.
Nendaba zi heavens empya n'ensi empya, kubanga zi heavens ez'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye zaali zigenze, n'ennyanja nga tekyaliwo. Olunyo olwokubiri. Nendaba ekibuga ekitukuvu Yerusalemu ekijja nga kikka okuva mu ggulu ewa Katonda, nga kiteekeddwa ng'omugole ayonjeddwa bba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'obikkula bw'ojjawo kubanga obikkulira essula eno ey'21 olunyo olusooka.
Revelations 21 verse 1.
Lutandika lugamba.
It begins by saying,
nendaba eggulu erijja n'ensi empya.
And I saw the new heavens and the new earth.
Kubanga eggulu lino
for heavens, the heavens which were there and the earth which was there, they had passed away. Now
you
see new heavens and the new earth. Because the heavens and the earth which were there, they had passed away.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus Christ. What is above this heaven?
We
see there the new heavens and the new earth. New heavens and new earth. Those unending. They are what make the body of God the Father. Of His fullness. Besides where He appears by His throne.
He
appears on the throne sitting. Yet His fullness.
The heavens
makes the new heaven
Nesi,
and the earth, the new earth, those which are unending,
waguru
those we find above the heavens.
So,
that's why it's been told in the Revelations 21,
no,
in verse 1, when we told these words, let's read we hear. Revelations 21 from verse 1.
Nendabazi heavens empia, nense empia. Kubanga zi heavens ezoluberebelye, nensi eyoluberebelye, ngazigenze.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus
much.
He saw new heavens.
We
call new heavens.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus much.
Then
the new earth.
Kubanga heaven is over amaguru amakade.
All the heavens.
And
all the earth they had passed away. Today, heavens and earth which are
it's
a shadow of those who we are first in above the heavens
at
beginning and is God the Father
began
with His word the Lord Jesus together with the Holy Spirit we know as God the Spirit.
So
now when we ascend above the heavens don't expect it to be a space without meaning and without a clear understanding. But the other can say, but how does above the heavens look? Now above the heavens, they are an unending heavens
which
make up body of God the Father to be the beginning of the gotten fullness of the Lord Jesus
and
the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, above
the heavens is something just abandoned up there.
Perhaps
an ending space with no meaning. Another an ending heaven.
We
make the real body of the Father.
Of
His fullness, which is an ending. Beginning and the end of all.
Say
it is appearing on the throne.
In the
third new heaven. Those we shall see them ahead there.
Why
did you first look in what's above the heavens? And how does it look up there like? That is the beginning of God the Father. Began with God the Word. And God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when you look to Psalms 148 and the verse 4,
you
hear words like this.
Zaburi esule yechikumiana mumunana noru nyiriri uruokuna.
Psalms 148 and the verse 4.
Mumutendereze mweguru lieguru. Namu amazi agali waguru weguru.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus much.
Mumutendereze.
Praise
heavens of heavens.
Him heavens of heavens.
I
don't know whether you can understand that language at this time. For that language says, praise the Lord, you heavens.
Of heavens.
Of heavens. Now the meaning, two heavens times two.
Heavens of heavens.
Heavens of heavens.
It's
like we show you two heavens, you
multiply
them to get four heavens.
That's
why he said in Psalms 148 in the verse 4, praise the Lord,
heavens of heavens.
Heavens of heavens.
We've heavens
got into heavens here.
If
they put what of
heavens,
means multiply two other heavens.
If you
pass there,
can they say
you two waters above those heavens?
You know, people ask,
where do four heavens come from? They are in the Bible.
But
the language of the Bible, as you've understood it before,
if we could
not multiply,
it needs
multiplication of the Holy Spirit.
So
now, when you reach above the heavens,
you
find there the garden of God with streams in it, the third new heaven.
And
you find that the second new heaven, where
there
would have been four living creatures,
there
find mountain of gold, silver, and many other precious stones,
and
the rivers of the milk of the
words,
and the flow of the Holy Spirit as an aroma of honey.
And
there is what I've called the first and ending heaven, where there is the new Jerusalem city.
So
above the heavens, not just a space. There too is a second and ending heaven, where we find planets there. Remember, those make the body of the Father.
Be
God the beginning and the end.
Where
began with God the Word.
And
God the Holy Spirit.
So, don't you
think above the heavens is an empty space, there's nothing there.
You reach the
unending, which is not having form. Above the heavens, there's the new heavens and the new earth. But the unending,
they
are what make body of God the Father.
His
fullness out of the God the Word and God the Spirit.
You
shall see their fullness how it's to be.
So
anytime you hear above the heavens, there must be a word you think which goes far.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So now
in the second Chronicles,
chapter 6, verse 18,
it says this.
Ebyo mirembe ekyokubiri, esule yomukaga.
2 Chronicles chapter 6 from verse 18.
Ebyo mirembe ekyokubiri esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
2 Chronicles 6 from verse 18.
Naye Katonda alituula mazima ddala n'abantu ku ttaka. Laba, eggulu n'eggulu erya waggulu toligyamu. Kale ennyumba eno gye nzimbye eyinza etya ggwe okugigyamu?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Heavens.
The heaven.
The heavens.
And the heaven.
Ugamba ekuru lino.
This heaven.
Heaven is so kabiri.
The first two heavens.
And
the other two.
Chitafu tarijam.
The Father cannot fit in them.
Oina kukenda wakuru.
You have to go to above the heavens.
But
that's where he began with the word.
You
know, Uganda language narrows those words. I want us to repeat it.
Second
Chronicles 6 from verse 18.
Naye Katonda alituula mazima ddala n'abantu ku ttaka.
Here they mean the world. Let's read the English.
2 Chronicles 6:18. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold the heaven.
Mazima ensi eguru.
And the heaven.
Naeguru.
Of heavens.
Eriyama guru.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Heaven.
They say heaven.
Of heaven.
Of heavens.
Of heavens.
Heaven of heaven of heavens.
They
have shown you four heavens, it does not fit in them.
Now,
if you go in those images,
see
four heavens fitting inside the other heavens also. Now the heavens unending, the new ones. Now the Father, above the heavens,
he
has heavens which make up his body. Them two are four, but they are unending.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Four heavens, where did you read that? If you've not sat down
before,
there is a language in the Bible you cannot understand.
Promise
us in Proverbs
1:23.
Accept my review. I pour on you my spirit. Cause you understand my words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we see today, and to us we read the language we understand, as the true seekers of God,
if
we use the book, the Bible of the true seekers, the book of God.
So Bobot noted Second Chronicles.
When you look to Second Chronicles
6:18. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens.
Mazima eguru neguru eriyamaguru
cannot contain you.
Teri sobola kumu teri sobola tasobola dijamu.
How much less this house?
Ati china lavika chitia kunyumba ye.
Which I have built.
Yeno jenzimbie.
Omanya jenzimbie kazi.
You know he had built his small thing.
Obukunga nilo bafibo
dijamu. These our synagogues were built.
Ngai ngabantu baro uzachita faizo kutia.
People think the Father can come be in it.
Na yena omwendo kuviari mukabaka mukabaka onu Solomon.
All the spirit was in this King Solomon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said, now you see. What is heaven? And the next heaven.
Heaven is another
other two heavens. He does not fit in them. How more you doubt your house you've built?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we have to head on to above the heavens. Where the Father makes the beginning and the end.
Right,
began with His word, the Lord Jesus, even the Holy Spirit. There we understood Revelation 21 and the verse 1.
That's
where there are new heavens, the new earth. And in our preaching,
we
people filled with this light of knowledge, we must have codes which are beyond
now.
Satan has already made many schemes. The devil sit on the Bible and they trap us traps and they check our freedom and they check our knowledge. They knew perhaps we don't know in the full.
Capture
you that you say we go to heaven. Even I heard it's going to pass away. Where are you going to go?
Must
show heavens and earth which we go to. The shadows of the originals found above the heavens.
That
in above the heavens
there is the new
heavens and the new earth.
Think
both of the fathers, the beginning and the end. He began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and God the Spirit, who we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Not
there we have things we don't understand well.
This is
God's final work on planet Earth, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Final work you must have been filled.
People
playing football finals. On to win, you have to have fullness of all tricks. His filling up is of
profiting.
Satan has already opened the Bible, trapped his schemes.
He can capture
you in the scripture there. I see heaven and the earth are going to be wrapped up. Now you tell people they are going to go where? See how
he
when he's wrapped it up.
New
heavens and new earth. You're not connected well. Don't want any question to be asked.
And
we have no light of knowledge.
kubanga mukama ali mukutufukako mafuta.
God is pouring on us anointing.
Agayigiriza.
That which teaches.
Agomoyo moto
of the Holy Spirit.
Double portion.
In double portion.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ngatuziye ko katono mukubikulirwa.
Briefly get back to Revelation.
Atudeye ko katono mukubikulirwa Yesu ya buri mwe monyo.
Soka. Revelation 21 in the verse 1.
Okubikulirwa esule ya buri mwe mu no runyiriri olusoka.
Revelation 21 in the verse 1.
Nenda bazi heavens empya nense empya. Kubanga zi heavens ezolubereberye. Nense yolubereberye nga bigenze.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agamba omanyinda labazi heaven is empty.
He said, I saw new heavens.
Nense ngampya.
And the new earth.
Manyense empya nayo teriye.
You know, the new earth too is.
Nezuziri kumi.
Them two are ten.
Irana yo waliye munyenye.
And there are
nenga za kumubiri gwa Kristo.
But they are of the body of the Father. As you see the heaven of the rim below,
the
one you see in the blue heaven, as there are stars there, even unending is there, it's like that.
And
as you see there are 10 planets, even the other is like that. But it's the exact body of the Father.
Era kuyera kuliko kitundu ekyawagulu
kikola
heaven is just
that. Only if there is a rim above,
zitakoma.
Make three unending heavens.
Waguru weguru.
Above the heaven.
Kati olaba. Uli rolengere nnyo no manya nnyo.
Time you look and no much.
Kati omuntu achari achari nimba.
There are things you can say what can man
Satan
lie to me.
Kubana nani
Satan can condive with who to pervert me.
Kubanga osobola okumanya nti kati nebwe mbanga ena muguru eri
wo. I go to heaven which is today. If it passes away, we have where we head to. The scripture holding a great mystery. In the house that I go to the house of my Father. It is beyond this heaven. It goes to above the heaven.
In the
preparation of that house doesn't end to prepare
this house.
Even above the heavens, he went to prepare there. That you read most in John
14,
the verse 1 to 5.
And
I'm going to my Father's house, but there are many mansions there.
And the day
after pick you, we go there.
Christ
heaven and earth make up his house.
It's
of the Father, for what is his is of the Father. Even what is of the Father is of the Christ.
Heaven
and earth which are there of Christ and of the Father. And what's above the heavens? Also of the Father and of Christ. Someone
no wonder.
In there are planets and stars.
Yet
it's the body of Christ. It's the body of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord so much for teaching us.
I'm named
Voice Pastor Fred. I thank God for the question I'm going to ask. It has an answer. We saw in the single portion
and
the heavens and the earth which are.
And
we saw planets were wrapped on the angels. We also saw the stars. When we started the day of the Lord, all are to be passed away. All of us wind up our missions. As God had sent us.
For
aligning ourselves.
No kutabagana wamu na ye.
To reconcile with him.
Kakati eri waguru weguru.
Now above the heaven.
Waliyo ense ziriyo.
They are earth which are found
there. Nemunye nye
ziriyo. And the stars found there.
Ate boka tonda yabakolera kuchi.
Now those ones God made them upon
no ulamu wazo bulivutia.
And how is their lives?
Sawamu sana mchigambe.
Twist light in
yes,
that
yes,
word. Praise Jesus.
You
know you say, for in the John he says, as the Father gives life, even the Son gives life.
Kati obulamu bw'omwana obusinga
life of the son
yabukolamu emyoyo gyaffe.
He made out of it our spirits.
Obulamu bwa kitaffe yabukolamu emyoyo gyaffe.
The life of the father didn't make out any spirit.
Yabuzimbamu byayagala ye
bukola mulimu gwe. In his life what he wants.
Era obulamu bwe yazimbamu zi planets.
Out of his life he built other planets above the heavens.
Ibyo tujja kubituukako nabyo.
That we shall reach it.
Omwana yagaba obulamu obwe n'abufuula emyoyo
gyaffe. The son gave up his life, made it our spirit.
Naye ali kitaffe yagaana obukolamu emyoyo.
Yet the father refused to make out spirits from his life.
Yabukolamu byayagala.
Out of his life he made what he wanted.
Yeekoleramu emmunyenyezo ezo ezikola mu ggulu erijja.
Out is the stars which make the new heavens.
Obuziza bulungi.
You've asked very well.
Naye ujasoma yondoza, is it Yokana 5, Yokana 10?
Read John 5.
Ngati tayo bwagabo.
Ask the father gives life.
No mwana agabo bulamu. Naye obulamu bw'omwana yabukolamu emyoyo.
Gives life, but the life of the son gave up his spirit, our spirits.
Ato bwakitafu.
What of the fathers?
Kitafu wadembo kola emyoyo naye.
The father is spirit to make spirits himself.
Naye bwe tunaba tuseeyo, waliwo ekibuzo kye tugenda okuddako okuddamu.
When we reach there are issues we're going to handle again.
Tinafu twasookere waggulu.
We too were above the heavens.
Naye ekibuzo kijja okuddako kigamba, twabaawo tutya?
But the question will come, how did we live there?
Twalabisibwa tutya?
How did we manifest?
Tujja kutuuka ku nzikaanya kitaffe n'omwana gye bakaanyaako.
We shall reach our father and son agreed.
Nti Kristo yabaggibwako obulamu bw'emyoyo gyaffe tulabisibwa waggulu w'eggulu.
Is where life of our spirits are gotten to appear above the heavens.
Ekibuzo ekijja okuddako twali tuyitibwa tutya?
The next question which will follow, how were we called above the heavens?
Twali baana ba Katonda era nga tuli ba Katonda.
We were sons of God and we were God.
Ekijja okuddako lwaki twaggibwayo?
What will follow, why were we chased from there and
kale waliwo olunyiriri awo olw'ebintu.
Now there is a line of things following.
Byenjagala Mukama atuyambe tugende mpola mpola.
We want God to help us go slowly.
Nga bwe biyingira mu kutegeera.
As they enter in understanding. But you think that a question is something easy? You know, in the kings,
Prophet
Elisha requests from Elijah by the
Spirit.
The thing you've asked is very hard.
You'll
see me being taken. It will be given you.
Not
sure he knew what was given him
in the Spirit.
And it can work to what extent? But the teaching of God is broad. I don't know how you can think of it. As me was in the journey of heaven, all studying and all seeing,
I told you
I can't speak them as a story. It's impossible. And if I
ask
somewhere and I explain, people can come, God has, can say God has come down. But what passes me through
what?
That we get the power of God. Control people, it's God telling them. For we read in His word. If you sit down just speaking those, my God. Perhaps God is not a human being. God has come down. I think you remember in the Acts, Apostle Paul,
brethren,
as they were preaching the Romans,
Romans
can say gods have come in human body. But they are like that. We look all that
to
leave it aside. And we retain the word of God. The
journey
of heaven is not a story.
Journey
of heaven moved in the Bible is living.
It
speaks of those which were, those which are and those coming. It relates in all life. Where it began for that is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So above the heavens, it's not a vacant space there.
That
God there and ending, you can't understand Him.
But
existing, making the beginning and the end, above the heavens, make new and ending heavens and the new earth.
Come up, yes,
praise the Lord Jesus. We thank God so much.
kubanga twongeddeko okumanya
ebyama ebingi. Added to normal secrets.
Amanya ombulizi w'enjiri toppers.
Name evangelist toppers.
Mbadde nsaba okubuuza ekibuuzo kino.
I'm requesting to ask this question.
Olwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Bwe twalaba mu single portion.
When we saw in single portion.
Emirimu egimu egikolebwa emunyeenye.
Some of the works done by the stars. Involved to count time and season and to worshiping God. Now I have a question here. We see all the children of God. They were all gotten from above, in above the heavens. Now I'm having this question. On planets and the stars which are above the heavens where the Father is, are they there as children? And what's their work up there? The other is the life of the Father. It cannot worship him. It wasn't broken from him. It remained on him. Though it manifests as creations.
If we
are broken from him as gotten from Christ and we put aside, they would have been able to worship him. They were not gotten from him. They are part of his body on him. Himself. They have no way they worship him. Now we down here. Counted, we gotten from him. When he manifests the word of the Lord and we are gotten from Christ, we shall agree to see that. After we shall know we were there.
But
next to know how we came to exist.
That
where the agreement came that one be the Father,
another,
the world to be the mother. Out of him will come creation. And this to be the anchor. To try to, it is to speak to the creations and to lead and guiding them.
It
was agreed upon above the heavens.
So if you tukena bitegera
de but they seem to stir up answers ahead, plenty of them. I know they have to arise.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But where the
double journey,
double portion will end. Nothing you don't know to answer
it.
Not in just funny stories, but within the word of God.
You know, you can see
that let my eye worship me.
It's
hard for you going to begin to worship together.
It's
what's in the body of the Father and all creations.
The
was his body that were not separated from him. After heavens, it's him himself. His body filling up there.
He
appears on the throne, you see him sit there. Worshiping, he too will end being in the worship.
Yet,
on creation, we are given a free will from him. We are down here. Praise him sitting on the throne. And he said, move on.
So
why are we told here, let's worship the Father, let's worship the Son, let's worship the Holy Spirit. There are no one worshiping him.
As
we are there worshiping and praising him,
we
worship the word of Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. What we did from above the heavens.
But
no one doing these other works like those trouble you on the world. Even in the entire heavens. Even 24 elders are working.
Keep
secrets and to tell them to ask if
they are balancing.
Creatures too are still working, balancing spirits brought on the world.
Kings
and angels are still serving. The Holy One seem to rest.
Those
came from the worst of this world.
And
even stars are still in the work. And creations will come on the world. Go there, we shall not have any work above them. For when we were there, we had no work we did there.
Except
to worship and praising God and to resting.
That give
us work after creation of heaven and earth and we put there. We learn that God is a worker and we too he made us.
And
know him in all our works. And when we go back and we've understood that, that's why it's explained eternal life is not the one true God.
Then
the Christ Jesus is sent. Eternal life is nothing else. We were in it and we are in it.
But
it's gotten from us for
it
itself is the eternal life we are gotten from him. That's why the lake of fire, when they throw you, you'll be there forever. For you have met from eternity.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It requires you to align yourself. You shall reach all that. Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So now
we want to move on.
Hearing
in Revelation 21 and the verse 1.
It's
been told heavens and the earth which are when they will have passed away. Then we shall see the new heavens and the new earth.
So
that's it, taking us to understand that there above the heavens we find there the new heavens and the new earth, which make a body of God the Father, the beginning and the end.
And
there he began with God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then together with the Holy Spirit,
whom
we know as God the Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So
in all you can get scriptures, and you find they tell you, I saw the heavens and the earth which are passing away. People to go to heaven, where will they go? You to get confused. And they will ask you when they pass away at that moment, where shall we be? Yet you don't know already the others are there. And they are there.
None
can be on tension over that word. But as God is living, he teaches us to profit.
On
to tell us when it is early.
But
we are going to enter in the world.
Then
the world has many questions. And the answers they are waiting for them. Who coming from our mouth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They are waiting for the answers. They are waiting for them. Let's go to Isaiah 65 and the verse
17.
Isaiah 65 and the verse 17.
Kubanga laba ntondeguru erija nense mpya. Sebitonde ebyasooka tebiri jukirwa. So ebintu ebyasooka tebiri jukirwa. So tebiri yingira mu moyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okusinzira ko nabiono Isaiah.
According to Prophet Isaiah.
Yarabanga Katonda atonze ku lwerija.
Bro, it's so God create new heavens and the new earth.
Gamba heaven is a city what is it jukirwa.
Heaven which I will not be remembered.
Lwaki kiyitibwa nti ku lwerija na nsimpya?
Why is it called new heavens and the new earth?
Kino kiva mu kukitulaga.
This comes from showing it to us.
Nti kiba kipya mu ngeri y'okutulaga.
It's new in a way of showing it to us.
Kubanga obanga nabbi Isaya.
If prophet Isaiah.
Mu Isaya eno 65:17. Yagenda maso okulaba eggulu lino erijja.
Moved on to see new heavens and the new earth.
Ari tugenda tukera mu kubikulirwa.
And when reached in Revelation.
Abiri mu emo olunyonsoka.
1:1.
Era nuno alirengera eggulu erijja n'ensi.
This is the new heavens, new earth.
Kigeze ebintu bino gy'ebiri.
Means the things are there.
Kubanga waggulu w'eggulu eriggulu erijja n'ensi.
Because above heavens where we find new heaven, new earth. It's where we will reside
the first.
But because we did not know that, God anytime He reveals it seemeth new to us.
So times
it tells in Isaiah 48, I've shown you new words. They have been created now. Not from old.
But
from old you've never known them. It's in knowledge.
Our
mind never had, never seen them.
And
He creates them there. That's why He calls them new. But to God they are not new. Let's read in Isaiah we see. To see how He brings these words be new to us. Yet they have been there for long. Isaiah 48 from verse 3.
Nabulira ebigambo ebyasooka okuva edda.
Agamba nti bino ebigambo byasooka dda.
These words were there before.
Byali gy'ebiri.
They were there. Declared them they were there. But we had not known them.
Isaiah 48 verse 3. Weewaawo byava mu kamwa kange n'embiranga nabikola mangu ne bituukirira. Olunyiriri olw'okuna, kubanga namanya ng'oli mukakanyavu n'ensingo yo kinywa kya kyuma n'ekyenyi kyo kikomo.
Bwe yamanya obukakanyavu bw'abantu,
when he knew the hardness of people,
obukulemberwa mu Satani,
was prompted by Satan.
That
we call you heavens, new earth.
And they
were the first from the ancient days. Complete is silent with them. He reminds them to us the appear new.
Let's
move on to verse 5 we hear.
Isaiah 48 and the verse 5. Kyenava nkikubuulira okuva edda nga tekinnatuukirira nakiranga gy'oli olemenga okwogera nti ekifaananyi kyange kye kibikoze n'ekifaananyi kyange ekyole nti n'ekifaananyi kyange ekyole n'ekifaananyi kyange ekisaanuuse bye bibiragidde. Olunyiri olw'omukaaga, wakiwulira laba bino byonna ti wakiwulira laba bino byonna nammwe temuli kibuulira.
Kakati twasooka tetubiwulirako.
Now we first heard of them.
Kati tubiraba byonna.
Now we see all of them.
Nga bwe biriyo.
As they are there.
Tetubibuulire.
Won't we preach them out?
Isaiah 48:6.
Isaiah 48:6.
Nkulaze ebigambo ebijja okuva mu biro bino. Ebigambo ebyakwekebwa by'otomanyanga. Olunyolwo musanvu, bitondeddwa kaakano so si kuva dda. Era okusooka olwaleero tobiwuliranga. Isaiah 48:6. Wakiwulira, laba bino byonna, nammwe temuli kibuulira. Nkulaze ebigambo ebijja okuva mu biro bino. Ebigambo ebyakwekebwa by'otomanyanga.
Kwegamba byaliwo.
They were there.
Naye n'abikweka.
And he hid them.
N'asalawo abitulage okuva leero.
Started to show them us from today.
Yali yabikweka nga gy'ebiri naye nga tabitugambako.
They are there. He doesn't tell them to us.
Kati eri amagezi gaffe agamba abitonda leero.
To our mind he say creates them today.
Naye nga byaliyo.
Yet they were there.
Yali yabikweka bukwesi n'esirikira.
Just hid them. We kept silent.
Era tetwalowoozaako nti waliyo waggulu w'eggulu
eyo. Didn't think there is above the heavens.
Okukola entandikwa nga ye Katonda kennyini.
Beginning and it's called himself.
Yatandika n'ekigambo kye ne His
word and his spirit.
You cannot
think how it looks like there.
In
what is there?
What
are hidden there, God speaks them in the Bible.
Bible,
but we cannot understand them.
Then when you hear
them, as if this just created them in
you.
Others say we are not going to do any other thing. But to hear the new words.
But
they knew, do you know how long Bible spent on the world? Depends to you as in understanding them. Let's move on here.
Isaiah esule yana mumunana nolo nyiriri olomusanvu.
Isaiah 48:7.
Bitondeddwa kakano so sikuvadda. Era okusooka olwaleero tobiwuliranga. Olemu okwogera nti laba nalimbi manyi.
Agamba erife abitonda kakano naye eriye bibaddewo.
Creates them now, but to him they have been there. Don't bring
what is
thinking that you knew of them. What did you know? In things of above the heavens. You know, we say we have full knowledge of God to people. And they argue over it. And they say we have pride.
Their
apostle is a youth.
Youth
want to show off with pride that they know. Now you, what do you know?
But
if you knew, why didn't you preach it?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
What
a new you two you hear them. What did you know which was above the heavens? And you think me, I knew them before? God just created them in my mind. What can you think for your own sake?
Me,
what I knew, what I thought of. Moving to eat, seeking for eatings and drinkings. I thought how I'll mature and marry. I birth children, look for what they will eat. And I petition, they study. And I die. And they bury the body. The rest I know nothing.
They are
moving your head like that. But
do
you think you have anything? You do not think of anything.
Even
the world you own, you know nothing about it. Now heavens, is it what you will know about? Heavens which is, you fail to know anything on it. What can you know above the heavens? The new heavens and the new earth.
Then
you fail to understand the world. Then you understand things of heaven. Lord Jesus, when he was in the world, in the John
3,
spoke to Nicodemus.
Talking
things of the world, you
will
understand. If I tell you things of heaven, you will understand them.
Yes,
yes, praise
yes.
Jesus much. If the world you fail to understand, will you understand heaven? If you fail to understand heaven, which is, will you understand above the heavens?
That
is the grace of God and which passes his Holy Spirit.
He
upheld us to today. As much wisdom without paying for it.
It's
without nothing to buy with. Indeed, we've not bought.
We have
no money we can give him. Nothing good we can give him.
The
treasure of knowledge he gives us
in Christian.
We too have to show him one thing. Lighten that light spread in the world. Light of the full knowledge. Keep it, go back with it in heaven. That's what we can give him. If someone stores the treasure with you,
it used
well to redeem the many.
Then you
redeem your souls using it. That's the meaningful thing. But you hide in your talents. And you say your master reaps where he did not sow from.
He will
take it from you, throw you in hell. But in all brethren,
ebigambo ebyo biba bipya gye tuli.
Those words are new unto us.
Naye eri Katonda ebigambo bya dda.
Unto God they are olden words.
Era kyobula abo abaatugamba mu Bakolisi kisooka essuula
ey'okubiri. That's what he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Olunyoro mwenda.
And the verse 9.
N'olwekumi agamba bw'ati.
In the 10 he says this.
Abakolisi ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye bitalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Owulidde nti ng'ebiso eriiso tebirabangako ne mu matu nga
tebiyingira
mu mutima
gw'abantu
naye nga Katonda yabitegeka gy'ebiri yabitegekera abamwagala era bwe tumaze okumulaga okwagala
kwaffeng'eggwanga eryayitibwa
ne tulayira bulayizi nti ku lwa Katonda tunaayimirira
lwa
Katonda n'ensi
yaffe
agamba kale njagala abanjagala n'abanyiikira
okunnoonyaera
nitutanula okumunoonya mu ggwanga lino lyonna erya
Uganda
okukira ku bannaffe okwetola
ensiwankubadde
tetwamanyanga eriki yakunoonya
okusookakati
atuyigiriza engeri gye tunaamunoonya mu kitabo
kino
era olw'okuba nti yatwagala
yabitegeka
kati abitubuulira era mu lunya oluddako agamba
bwati
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
1 Corinthians 2 verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda.
Owulidde
akuli
mu dapusoni y'omwoyo wa Mukama
yabitubikkulira
kubanga akwata n'ebyo by'ogamba naye nga
tebitegeerekeka
ati waggulu w'eggulu
ati
wayinza okuba
wafaanagana
kibi kyebiriyo
banna
n'atandika okunywa abane waliyo
kinnekino
naye bw'oba ofudde kunyola omukaaga agamba
bwatibakolisa
ekisooka essuula y'okunyola
omukaaga
abakolisa ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga naye amagezi tugogereramu abo abaatuukirira naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino era agatali ga abakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abaggwaawo olunyo lw'omusanvu naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama gali agakisibwa Katonda ge yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
Owulidde kye yakola?
Yabiragira
dda ng'eggulu n'ensi tebinaakubaawo
naye
waliyo amagezi amasukku okumanya waggulu
w'eggulu
nagalagira naye gasooke gabeeraolw'ekitiibwa kyaffe bye yayita mu nnaku
ezoubula
tutera okiyita tukiyita okuyitibwa endagaano n'ekitiibwa kya
Katondaeggwanga
erya
Uganda
yakisa ebyo ebya waggulu w'eggulu
naga
kubinyonnyolera mu
Uganda
esimbule ennyonnyole ensi
yonamagezi
yagakisa dda nga
nesinabakubaawoaneku
tebinnabakubaawo n'agamba bino ebya waggulu w'eggulu ama abaana bange bali babazze mu
Uganda
abaakola endagaano
nangeokuyimirira
ku
lwange
ja kubibalaga yesu
yebazibweyagakisa
dda nga nekinakubaawoneggulu nga
tebinawakubaawo
n'agamba wamma kati ebikwatagane waggulu
w'eggulyabaana
bange muuganda mu kinaku zaabwe ez'okuweereza ndibibabuulira ne babibuulira ensi
yonna
ejjule okumanya Katonda
n'ekitiibwa
kyewaggwozanya ne Katonda akwagala n'akwagala n'abaako ne byakuterekera
naabya
bino bya mwana wange oli anjagala ennyokkira
banne
kyubula agamba sikyabayita
baddoli bamikwan
kubanga byonna byenalaba eri
kitaabyebibabuulira
ova mu kubeera omuweereza
obuweereza
n'ofuuka wa mukwano
mukwano
gwa Katonda
Ibulayimu Abraham.
Nagana Abraham mukwano gwange.
Abraham is
siza butamubulira
I cannot stop telling him.
Kubanga
because
anava mama
out
amawanga manje.
Him he will lead many nations unto righteousness. Now I have to speak.
Echo kya tuliko kati.
It's what is up to now.
Tuli mukwano kwenga bora Bible.
His friend like you see Abraham.
Ngata inza butatubulira
ko cannot stop
telling us.
See how he tells us extreme things. Let's read the verse 8.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yo kubiri inoro nyiriri olomunana.
First Corinthians 2 verse 8.
Abakulu bonna abo mirembe gino gebatategeranga nomu.
Kakati ebintu betuwogerako.
Please we speak all.
Tuluza nti waliwo omukulu gwogendo nonyo obajjajja wajjajja.
The grand forefather.
Again,
who is to speak them to you this
day?
Above the heavens, begin them here, spread them in the entire world. No, as they just began to tell me, the
Jan
of Heaven began 2005. I went to an old woman of 80 years. She was called the Beautiful.
And
she was our grandmother in the flesh. I asked her those things. What I see and things I hear, things of the journey of heaven. She told me, my son, you've fallen mad. I went back
and
asked God why the elder abused me to fall mad. Told me wisdom is not a prayer. Tell you I'm not of this age, they are ancient. Those who call the wise even the elders, none of them is going to explain them.
Till
teach you sit in the castle. Did they ask people again? I asked people. Everything I fail to understand bounds to God. I have not understood it.
Explain
the scriptures as he told me.
You
shouldn't go beyond scriptures.
Who
do you ask them, which old person? Days I failed sorrow on this world.
Whom
will you ask things of above the heaven? Those
who
have established God and the angels. Did you sit down there? Angels.
Above
the heavens. Whom will you call, see them down as things of above the heavens?
Now
I saw above the
heavens.
And it's the beginning. Yet this time it is God. And say, you have a problem. What are you speaking? I went speak alone. Angels hear me, even the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what I heard and saw and what started in the journey.
We
went to above the heavens and it's very far. He wondered creation, but they know that you speak with the trees and the insects.
You
too, you are here. I tell you, it's a surprise. That you are a good life.
And
I can preach to my brethren in the world. I first felt bad. I saw the world is another place. What I speak, what is that? He told me, brethren, soon need to know. When time will come, you'll reach them.
But that time,
you speak to someone, they sleep instant. If you speak to yourself on the way, but Father, heavens, but you're big.
The heavens is not as you come.
Heavens are unending and they're new.
Wow.
And you're whistling yourself. But whom will you sit to explain that to? I went to pastors, spoke them. The pastor looked at me like that. And he began to sleep. I tapped on him, pastor, wake up.
Oh,
Let me tell you, God has a problem. This is a special love. It speaks, you can understand them.
Then
we are not snoring and sleeping and dozing.
And
we came from above the heaven and I spent like 6 hours in the
bed.
I'm flowing what I've seen. I will speak it to who?
You
come out, you shed all tears and whom can I speak to? Who can understand them? I begin from where? What pains you is to have them you alone.
So that's
why part in the verse 8 say this.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yokubiri nolunyiriri olwomunana.
First Corinthians 2 in the verse 8.
Abakulu bonna abo mirembe gino gebatategeranga nomu. Kubasinga bagategera tebandi komeredde mukama wa kitiibwa.
Aga magezi masukuru mu.
That wisdom is extreme.
Baba kutegera.
If they had understood.
Yali ku msikuno.
The one was on the world.
Yekaronda chigambo.
He's God with the world.
Yatandika nechitapu waguru
wangu. With the Father above the heavens.
Ani andi mukuteko mukomerera.
They attached him, crucify him.
Crucify
God who gave us life.
He bring him
back, say, be among us to crucify him. crucify him, I cannot do it. The one I know well,
Fred,
if they bring him back, can you crucify him?
But
time ignorance
didn't do,
and we knew nothing of him. But can he be brought back? They tell you crucify him, and we accept. Though it profited us, but we cannot accept it.
Lord, you are
hidden in the way of not knowing you. But the good thing which is,
he
will not come back, be crucified the second time. He is saved us.
How
you have handled it to crucify him again when we know him. We can even make an army and he's come here if you want to fight for him. How do you hear of it now? Give him to you.
We make a quick army.
We go into action. We say the king has come.
Who
will touch him? Yet he can fight for himself.
Then
he had not come in wars like those.
Come in
spiritual fight of fighting sin. One day told Pilate,
you
have no authority to judge me. Authority is given you from above.
So
if my kingdom was here, my army wouldn't have allowed you to touch me. But they had
me
in his army, for he knew that. Time, because he will not come
in
the way of the flesh, of taking honors from himself,
he will
come back with his honors and his all on the clouds.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus' mind. So,
now in the Acts 17, the new heavens, new earth above the heavens. Not that he creates them now. The new heavens and new earth above the heavens. They are what make the body of the Father
himself,
the beginning and the end.
Where began
with the Word and the Holy Spirit.
So,
they cannot appear that they were the ones there.
Oh, they're
the ones coming.
Bible
speaks in the Ecclesiastes where we shall see. God looks for those which were. Those initially there are the ones we are going to go into.
So, abanabasajja abali mu gondi bo bagamba nti bali bawulira bigambo ebibi.
Men said they heard me words.
Abali
these men in Athens.
Batusomeko watu meno.
Let's read Acts 17:21.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule y'19. Ebikolwa by'abatume esule y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Acts 17 from verse 19.
Ne bamutwala ne bamuleeta ku Aliyopago nga bagamba nti tunayinza okutegeera okuyigiriza kuno okujja kw'oyogeranga bwe kuli olunyiriri olwabiri kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe kyetuva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino
baali bawulira bigambo
bipya
mu matu gaabwe tebabiwulirako tebiyingiranga
naye
ng'ebigambo byali mu byawandiikibwa
era
nga n'obulamu bwabyo mu kubeerawo kwabyo
weebiri
ne bagamba kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja tunayinza okutegeera amakulu gaabyo
weebiri
era kyekibaleetamu
buli lunaku mu kifo kinebipya
ebipya
buli lunaku
tugende nera wange ate bwotagende
n'osubwa
omanyi luli tewabeeranga namaanyi
gakuŋŋaanaogamba
era kugenda kukuba nga
lonakuleekaana
nakudda
wagaleero
ne bwesigeranaye kati olwaleero bw'otajja
gwasubwa Let's read the next verse.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula ey'19 n'olunyiriri olw'20.
Acts 17 and the verse 20.
Kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe. Kyetuva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino. Olunyiriri olw'21. Abaseene bonna n'abagenyi abaabangayo tebaakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja
kati kye baatuuka ne bakola ne
bagambye
tetugenda kukola mulimu mulala
gututawaanyatugende
tunoonya emmere ebyokulya nebyokunywaate nga tubinoonya bwe tubuulira ebigambo
ebyoatebwetuma
ne tugenda ne tulodingawo ebipya ebirala ekya ne tukeera ku mirimu gyaffe nga
bwetubuulirawegulo
ne tugenda ne
tulodinga
era ekyo kyetubeerako
tugenda
kuddayo
enkya
tukeere emirimu gyaffe
ate
tubuulireyo ebigambo ebijja kubanga bisikiriza
okubuuliraate
akawungeezi tujja
kudda
kulodingewo
naye
lwakuba olwali lwakumeka
sande
tujja kuba
wenkya
kwayawe
tujja kuba tutandikiraho ebigambo
ebyogera waggulu
w'eggulwafaanana
wati era
kyekiriyo
kubanga eyo yentandikwa
n'enkomeyoye
katonda kitaffe yatandika ne katonda kigambo
n'omwoyo omutukuvutulengedde
nga wali yeggulu erijja
n'ensiera
tujja kwagala okweyongera okubitegeera
n'okukwirahotusinkane
ku lunaku
lulimukama
akuwa
omukisawebale kujja